Welcome to Business Recharged Podcast with your host, the Queen of Content and CEO of the Mac Institute, Dr. Felicia Mack.
When you think about your lead magnet, let me just say this. Your lead magnet truly is the intro to your business. And so what do I mean by that? What I mean is that if I find you on Facebook, or if I find you on offline, or if we kind of meet at an event, right? How are you going to serve me beyond a business card, right? How are you going to serve me beyond just shaking my hand or sending me to your website? Or what's going to happen after I get to your website, right? And the reality of the situation is that regardless of what you're doing in your business or how you're showing up in your business, understand that you have to move beyond just a web page, or you have to move just beyond a business card to make sure that you are creating what we call a sales funnel in your business, okay? And so what is a lead magnet? Let's start there. A lead magnet literally is a freebie that you are giving to a potential client. So what that looks like, let's say I go to your website, and we've all been there, done that, right? And you see a pop-up box. And that pop-up box may say, hey, download my free ebook, you know, 7 steps to increase your wealth or to increase your faith or whatever, right? So you put your information in, you're like, oh yeah, I'm ready to increase my wealth. I'm going to get these amazing 7 tips. I'm going to put my information. It's going to be great, right? You put your email in, and then you're taken to another page, right? And that second page is basically going to say, thanks for signing up. You know, here is a copy of your free ebook or your free download, your free test or what have you, whatever they're giving away. So you're going to be like, okay, this is great. And then you may have an upsell there, right? They may say, and if you want this extra tool for $7.99 or $10.99, click below, right? So that is the basics of your lead magnet, okay? And so when you're thinking about creating your own version of a lead magnet, there's a couple things that you want to know. First and foremost, you should not be creating your lead magnet if you do not understand or know who your ideal client is. So I want you guys to type hashtag ideal client, okay? Hashtag ideal client. You need to understand who your ideal client is, because if you don't, how will you know who you're talking to, and how will you know the information that you should put out into the audience, into your potential individual that's gonna download, right? And so it's very important as you're creating your lead magnet that you do not just stop at, okay, I have a shiny object for people to download. No, it's not that simple, okay? You want to make sure that you understand who you are creating the lead magnet for. So in understanding that, the one thing that we're going to talk about at Business Recharge Conference, and the one thing that I coach my clients, is to understand what your buyer's persona is. Meaning, like, if you come to the Mac Institute, I know who my ideal client is. I know what they look like. I know how they dress. I know what amount of money they make. I know what they drive. I know what they like to do for fun. I know where they like to eat. I know what type of atmosphere they like, right? And so when I market things, or when I put a lead magnet out, guess what? I'm talking to that person. I'm not talking to the other people that do not fit within that buyer's persona, because they're probably not my ideal client. You guys following me? And so what happens is, a lot of times we spend so much time and so much energy and effort in really, you know, putting things out for the masses, when really we need to narrow our focus so that we can really understand who it is that we are targeting and how best we need to show up for them in way of a lead magnet or a product or an event, whatever that may look like, okay? And let me tell you, it's not all about the quantity. It's about the quality that you are attracting in your business, or that you are attracting to download your lead magnet. Because the goal of your lead magnet is to lead someone from the beginning of your funnel, from just meeting you, down into eventually creating a sale. And how many of you right now want to create a sale just from a free download that you gave someone online? Yes, right? Like, that's a no-brainer. That is where the conversation changes. Yes, like that's where we go from creating residual income, meaning when we wake up in the morning, we see some additional funds in our accounts while we were asleep. You understand? So lead magnets are very important because they give individuals the opportunity to understand what you are, the value that you have without purchasing anything, right? And so you have to make sure that you are positioning yourself and you are positioning your brand in a way that you're speaking to not just the masses, everybody and their mama, right? No, but that you're speaking to your ideal client. And the way to do that is to hone in on your buyer's persona. And so if you're joining me as a VIP on Friday for our conference, you're gonna get some additional training on what that actually entails and what that looks like, okay? And so once you understand who your buyer's persona is, the next thing you have to understand is your value proposition. Now, this sounds like a big word, like what the heck is a value proposition? It simply means what is the value that you're providing to your ideal client through your lead magnet. For example, let's go back to the ebook. If you have a free download of your ebook, if I am your ideal client, why should I and what am I going to get from your ebook? Okay, I love the cover. It's fabulous. Great. But beyond that, how are you going to change my life? How are you going to change my faith walk? How are you going to change my business? You understand? So you have to make sure that you tie in the value that you're providing to your audience inside of your lead magnet to ensure that they are connecting. Because guess what? People don't just give their emails out like willy-dilly, right? We give our emails out to individuals when we feel like there's something of value attached to it. So your lead magnet, and I want you guys to write this down. Your lead magnet honestly should be worth at least $500 or more. Some of you, you just showed up to hear that little nugget, right? Yes, it needs to be worth $500 or more. And why is that? Because guess what? This is the intro to me understanding your brand and who you are and who your market is, right? This is the intro of that. So if I come to your website or I'm on your social media and I download something and it's purity garbage, it has no value, it does nothing for me, do you think I'm gonna come back? Do you think I'm gonna continue diving into the next thing that you have? Do you think I'm gonna continue to spend my money or my time or my energy? Probably not, right? So you have to make sure that you are standing in abundance when you're creating your lead magnet. I'm gonna say that one more time, that's very strong. You have to make sure that you are standing in abundance when you're creating your lead magnet. And what I mean by that is, this is not the time for you to feel like you have to operate from a space of lack. This is not the time for you to feel like you giving away this free information is going to cause you to lose clients or for people to think that, well, why do I need to buy something if she's giving all of this away? Like this class that I'm doing right now, it could be a great lead magnet, right? It's well over $500 worth of information, right, that you would get, most people would teach in a course or you would get from coaching with someone, that I'm giving away for free. You understand? So your lead magnet should be of that magnitude. It shouldn't just be a flyby thing that you create in 10 minutes and you put up on a sales page or a landing page to give someone for their email, because you're going to shoot yourself in the foot by doing that. And that's the biggest takeaway that I want you to understand from tonight, because one of the things that I coach and I teach is showing up in excellence. And if that means, and on your level, right? So whatever that looks like for you, understanding that this is a process, right? It's a process. So put your best foot forward. That's all we're saying here. Put your best foot forward. Make sure that you've done your research and make sure that you put in the work to ensure that you're putting out value as you're creating your lead magnet, all right? So the next thing is, once you understand, of course, who your buyer's persona is, you understand your value that you're adding, right? The next thing you need to do is you need to figure out a creative name for your lead magnet. That's number three, a creative name for your lead magnet. Now, why am I even making this a point? Why is this important? Because when I created a lead magnet that made me 4K in literally less than 2 weeks, it was largely because of the name, okay? It was a challenge, but it was largely because of the name. And so when you're naming something, it's almost like you're walking through a bookstore. And you see a great line of books, right? You see red books, silver books, orange books, whatever. And all of them, after a while, kind of start looking alike, you know? You're like, did I see this book on that aisle? Like, wait, am I on the same aisle again? But what pops out is the cover. What pops out is the name, you know? And so, you know, I love, like, this is a childhood book. It's, what is it? Oh, my goodness. Green Eggs and Ham. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Dr. Seuss. Is that the full name, guys? I think it is. I can't remember. That tells my age. But you know what I'm talking about. The Green Eggs and Ham book is what we'll call it, right? But that has a catchy name. It's like, what? You know what I'm saying? But you want something that you're doing definitely to be in alignment with what it is that you are promoting. But you want it to be catchy. You know, and you want to have something that quantifies what it is that you're giving based upon the value that you are providing. So, for example, you guys see a lot of things, 4 steps to do this, 5 steps to do this, 10 steps to change this, right? It's quantifying. And I'm going to show you in 4 steps how to get to where you want to be. I'm going to show you in 3 steps. How to transform your business. You understand? So that way it's like, okay, if I do these 3 things, I'm going to get these XYZ results. If I do these 7 things, I will reach XYZ levels, et cetera, et cetera. We as humans, we process things that way. We like to know when am I going to get to the end, right? When am I going to be able to get to the end? What does that actually look like? And so quantifying or putting a quantifier in your title is really good, especially for ebooks. And I'm gonna talk about different types of lead magnets that you can have as well. Ebooks are a really, really great, great, great lead magnets that you can have. And so just a quick story. I had a client and I told her I was gonna share the story. She was like, Felicia, I do not want to be the person to give anything away for free. Like, this is what she told me day one. She was like, let me be clear. I do not want to give away anything. And I was like, ooh, okay. We got a lot of talking. This is our first session. She's like, I don't want to do free videos. I don't want to do webinars. I don't want to have a lead magnet. I want to get straight down to business. And so I was like, okay, well, let's peel that back a little bit. Why do you feel that way? And she went on and shared some things that she went through, whatever. But at the core of what it was is that she felt as if she gave away a lot, that no one would come and work with her. How many of you right now can say that you felt that, right? That you felt like, no matter, you know, who it was that you were serving or how you were showing up on a day-to-day basis, that you felt like you may have been giving away too much and that's why you were not getting a sale or what have you, right? It's so amazing how the enemy will try to attack our mind, because let me just tell you, if you felt that way or if you've ever experienced those thoughts, it is not the case. It is the exact opposite. It is the exact opposite, right? Because when you understand the value that you provide and you understand who you're serving, you're going to be able to communicate to your ideal client in such a way that they will take the information that you provided, whether it's a lead magnet or how you're providing it. But guess what, guys? They will come back for more, and they will come back with the intention of actually exchanging something for the value that you're providing. Because that is how you truly build your tribe and loyal individuals to you. And I'm saying this to you because I know that someone watching this or someone who's going to be watching the replay, etc., that you are standing in that spirit right now where you like, I know I need to create it. I know I need to go ahead and do this. I know I need to get my lead. I know I need to build my email list, right? But you like, but dang, if I give away everything, or if I, how do I say this without making it seem like they know my juicy secret or the secret sauce? Listen, don't do it to yourself. You have so much amazing information. The fact that you are positioned how you are and you're walking in the lane that you're walking in, like, that's valuable. You know, the courage that you have, the process that is taken, you know, you can duplicate that and show someone that, and that is valuable. Because let me tell you, anyone can try to walk in your shoes. Anyone can try to do what you do, or anyone can try to take the bits and pieces and what you're giving and go running with it. And that's what you want them to do. But they will never be able to do it the way that you do it. They will never be able to have the pizzazz and jazz things up the way that you do. And so never, ever, ever, ever operate from a space of lack, because you've already shot yourself in the foot when you do that. Abundance attracts abundance. The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the more other people will share what you're providing and how you are showing up, and you will just get it back tenfold. Try it for a month and let me know. If you've been doing something different, try it for a month and let me know your results, and I will put any amount of money that you will get it back tenfold. And oftentimes it starts, if you're in the line that most of us are in right now, it starts as a lead magnet. That's like the intro, the beginning, right? And so let's talk about what types of lead magnets should you create. Now, this is really, I mean, I can go deep in this, but I'm gonna keep it very basic just for the purpose of this training, right? Not to confuse you guys. So it depends on what your end goal is. If your end goal is to build your email list and then to create a funnel through that, that could look a little bit different versus having a lead magnet into someone to join a community or to perhaps join your podcast or an e-zine. That looks really different, right? And so as you are thinking about the type of lead magnet, I would say before you invest the time, because remember what I said, you at least need $500 in value, really more, but we'll start there. Before you start, you press go. I want you to do your research to definitely understand what are the key questions that your client needs the answers to, because that is going to dictate how you package and what you actually provide for them, especially as your first lead magnet. So here are some different kinds that you could have, right? You could have, of course, your ebook. You could have a quiz. You could have different types of assessments, right? You could have a video series that you provide. You could have a cheat sheet, something that they can download, right? You could have a how-to guide. There's a lot of things that you could do as to create your lead magnet. And so I want you guys to understand that regardless of how you are focusing on creating that, you need to make sure that you're creating what your audience needs at this time in this season of their business, right? That's going to be really, really important. So understanding what they need, you will know the type of lead magnet that you need to create, okay? And so what I'm going to do now, if you guys have any questions, right, I want to answer a couple of questions. I have a couple that's coming in. Someone asked, what if they already have a lead magnet, but they're not getting, people aren't downloading it? Well, I'll tell you this. If you have a lead magnet, either look at how you're promoting it, or look at, is it the right lead magnet for who you're trying to target? Because here's the other thing. This is a good question. The other thing is that if you have a lead magnet, but it's not something that is really positioned to help your client or your ideal client, you'll have people that will just be downloading it, but they are not your ideal client, meaning they're not going to move beyond the download. right? They'll get the free stuff, but they're not going to like work with you or do anything after that. So that's why as you're positioning your lead magnet, you really, really have to understand who is your ideal client and what type of language do they speak. Does that make sense? All right, awesome. So I'm gonna answer one additional question, but before we do that, let me just remind you guys, I'm just so excited. But let me remind you that our Business Recharge Conference is next weekend, Friday and Saturday. So Friday is our VIP day. Saturday is a full-fledged conference. The conference is, first of all, this is our fourth year doing it, right? And it really is for entrepreneurs who are just tired of the fluff. Like, you're tired of the fluff. You want to peel back the layers and get down to business to see results, right? And that's what we're bringing to you, right? We're going to be talking about lead magnets. We're going to be talking about faith. We're going to be talking about finances, balance, and we're going to be talking, of course, about how to scale and grow your business, regardless if you're just starting or if you're a seasoned entrepreneur. And I'm believing that this year's conference is for the warrior entrepreneur. It's for the person that's ready to roll up their sleeves and get down to business and do it, right? Because we are going to be implementing Friday. Oh, we're going to get it in. We're going to be implementing. Saturday, we're also going to be implementing. So if you want to come to a conference where you're not just going to, you know, get some information, write a few notes, but you're going to be doing the work, then this conference is for you. All right. And so you can register all week at businessrecharge.biz. All of the information that you will need is there. All right. So let me answer one more question before we close, because I told you guys, Power Week is like a gist of information, a gist of content, just enough to get you going. I do not want to take up 500 hours of your time, right? I understand it's already in the evening. So let's go ahead and answer one other question. Do we have any other questions? I'm looking online as well. Do we have any other questions, guys? Any other questions? Okay, I see some individuals typing. So I'm going to wait while you type, and then I'm happy to answer your question, okay? But listen, I hope that you guys are finding our Power Week to be phenomenal. Each evening, so we still have Thursday and Friday, I am bringing some amazing trailblazers to serve you. Tonight was just me with content. Tomorrow we are talking to Maven Myra as she shares with us all about balance, right? And then Friday we're going to end the week talking about blogging for business. So I'm so excited to have both of them coming up to serve you guys. They're also going to be serving you at the conference too. So really, really excited about that as well.